KQED.
Today or tomorrow, a bill that would ban disposable plastic bags statewide goes to the state Senate floor for a vote. With 54 local ordinances already banning bags in 75 cities and counties in California, you may be tempted to ask, why do we need a statewide ban? The measure's author, Senator Alex Padilla of Los Angeles County, joins us to answer that question.
Well, the plastic bag bans that are in effect at the local level tend to be in some of the urban areas and more along the coast than in inland parts of the state of California. But you do have pockets both in the north and the south, both in the Los Angeles metropolitan area as well as the Bay Area that aren't covered by a current ban. You know, and recognizing that every city, every county is a little bit different, my bill will seek to leave the existing ordinances and bans in place, but provide a policy guidance and a time frame for the phase out of single-use plastic bags for the parts of the state that don't currently have a law.
Talk about SB 405. What exactly does it stipulate?
So specifically what my bill would do is by the year 2015 would require the larger grocery stores and retailers, and by the year 2016, the medium and smaller size grocers and retailers to do away with single-use plastic bags, the plastic bags that we've come all too dependent on, or used to, I should say, at the checkout counter. It would require the use of reusable plastic bags that we're increasingly becoming familiar with. But in the event that you need an extra bag because something was on sale, you bought just a little extra, we'll allow recycled paper bags to be made available for a small fee.
You know, it seems like almost every year in recent memory, there's been a proposal for a statewide disposable plastic bag ban. And almost every year, it's died every time it's come out. This time around, which lawmakers are in your camp?
Well, I think this year is a little bit different for a couple of reasons. You know, as time has gone on, there's an increasing awareness about the issue. And again, both the environmental impact as well as the blight impact and the cost to local governments. We've had some turnover in the Senate, which is where the bills haven't succeeded. It's been approved by the Assembly repeatedly in recent years. And last, certainly not least, you've had slowly but surely an increasing number of local governments adopting their own limitations or restrictions on single-use plastic bags. And so the business community has finally come forward and either seeing the wisdom of the policy or just from a compliance perspective, seeking more of a statewide standard than a hodgepodge of 50, 70, 100 different rules and regulations in place at the local level.
You say that, but the plastics industry is airing radio and TV ads, I don't know if you've seen them yet, that claim paper and reusable bags are unenvironmental. It seems like they're on the full frontal assault against this ban.
Well, I think there's a couple of specific manufacturers of single-use plastic bags that are waging an all-out war. And I don't agree with their arguments that paper is more harmful to the environment than plastic. I think most people see right through that argument. If we look at our landfills in 100 years and in 1,000 years, we're not going to see much paper from today's grocery store purchases, but we're going to see a lot of plastic.
A lot of those plastic bag manufacturers we're talking about are based in Southern California. And SB 405 makes you their target because you are from Southern California. What is it that motivates you personally to step into their target sites?
You know, it's not a matter of stepping into their target sites. I think it's a matter of stepping into an issue that for too long, I think most people kind of viewed as a coastal issue. For years, the conversation about plastic bags dealt with, you know, how many of the bags are ending up in the ocean, the impact on marine life, those sorts of things. I do not have a coastal district. I have a very urban and inland district, and I happen to be in the Los Angeles area. So, I think what I've tried to do in having supported the bands in the past is remind everybody that it's not just about sea turtles, as important as protecting our coast is. It's also about our cities and communities that are inland. I used to be on the city council in Los Angeles before my election to the legislature, and I know the collection and recycling of plastic bags is an enormous and costly task for public works departments up and down the state of California. It's not just a coastal issue, if you will.
So I got to ask, what kind of bag do you shop with?
I have a variety of reusable bags in my trunk and in my wife's trunk.
Well, Senator, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you very much.
That was State Senator Alex Padilla of L.A. County. What do you think? Is it high time for a statewide ban or not? Let us know on our Facebook page or email us at calreport@kqed.org.